Just after 8 minutes to eight, business again from Connor.
Crude oil's fallen below $96 a barrel today, somewhat perversely after better than expected jobless claim figures in the US yesterday sparked speculation that the US Federal Reserve would ease back on its aggressive stimulus measures aimed at boosting US economic growth and employment. Brent crude for June delivery, which is the most important oil price contract as far as influencing fuel costs here are concerned, dropped 53 cents this morning to just under $103 a barrel in London. The telecoms operator BT Ireland delivered a 4% increase in revenues to £739.9 million or €876 million. Its parent company BT reported higher than expected profit for the year, but off revenues that were down 5% over the 12 months. Well, we can speak now to Colm O'Neill, Chief Executive of BT Ireland. Colm, we'll be talking shortly about your foray into sports broadcasting or BT's foray into sports broadcasting, but those results first, I suppose I have to qualify as a pretty good result given the prevailing economic winds.
Yeah, we're pleased with the performance. To be delivering growth in the current market, I think is a good performance. We focused on the areas we said we would, which was our fibre investment in Northern Ireland, and also on our large business, public sector, and wholesale customers here in the Republic of Ireland. So we're an ambitious company. We've backed that ambition up with investment, and I think those investments are now helping those large businesses, public sector, and wholesale organisations compete in a very difficult market.
And that ambition pretty evident in this move into sports broadcasting. As I mentioned, BT obviously bought that package of 38 Premier League matches last year, which will kick off literally in August this year. Explain to us how it's relevant to Irish television viewers, though, because I know it's a slightly confusing picture.
Yeah, so you will have listeners in Northern Ireland, and they will benefit from the traditional BT UK product set, and for those listeners, if they are a BT broadband customer, they will get the BT sports channels for free, which is a particularly good offer. For the Republic of Ireland listeners, there are two major platforms in Ireland that deliver television. There's the Sky platform and there's the UPC platform. We're in discussion with a number of wholesale operators who might provide service across those platforms, and I'm confident that our TV team will have done a deal with somebody to make those channels available in the Republic of Ireland before the Premier League starts in August.
So that hasn't been done yet, so it might be normal service resumed, but just with BT channels rather than your existing channels?
Correct, that's right.
Colm, in terms of the wider economy in which you're operating, as you mentioned, 4% increase in revenue over the past 12 months, what sort of signs are you seeing, though, in terms of demand for telecom services and what that tells us about corporate investment and sentiment and public sector sentiment?
I think what you're seeing is a shift in how people are investing in their IT systems. Typically, they would have invested in building their own IT systems in their own data centres. They're doing that less and less now and opting to put them in centralised data centres or indeed in the cloud completely. And I think that transforms how people look at those investments. And you have to look at it from a network out as opposed to a set of systems in, which puts the network right at the very heart of the decision-making. And I think we're lucky at BT. We have a very strong network proposition, both locally here and globally. And we've invested over many, many years in our IT services skills as well. And I think our ability to put those two things together for our customers really does help us solve those problems for them and helps them to cut costs and be more competitive.
And obviously that seems to be a key driver of decision-making at the moment. Colm O'Neill, Chief Executive of BT Ireland, thank you. Finally for now, in currency news, the euro trading at $1.30.6 this morning and 84.5 pence sterling.
Connor, thank you for that.